ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Imam Sajjad alayhi salamullah, in As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah, in supplication number 8, he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of things. And we go to the part where he says, وَاسْتِكْثَارُ الطَّاعَةِ, boasting and seeing my worship acts as too much. And the Imam alayhi salam, he seeks refuge in Allah from that, for the fact is, thinking like this, it will create pride and ujub in the heart of the person or the heart of the believer. And if that happens, it ends up canceling all the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give to that person. So a person prays, a person fasts, a person does charity, a person helps people, and he does all these magnificent, beautiful things. But because he has pride, he takes pride in what he did, and he shows it to people, and he, you know, wants to be known for it. Allah says, no longer can I pay you for this. No longer can I reward you for this, because clearly you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for other people. And the Quran and the Hadith, they speak about this in numerous occasions. Inshallah, we will look at some of the Hadith in this regards, where Allah says, or the Imam say, that the person does work and he prays and he fasts, but then he himself ends up burning all the hasanat, all the deeds that he made. Why? Because pride came in between. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue, inshallah.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. A person came to Al-Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and he said to him, and he asked him about pride that destroys and nullifies the act and the action. So the Imam said to him, Al-Ujbu Darajat, pride, taking pride in your actions, is in levels. He says, Minha, and يُزَيِّنَ لِلْعَبْدِ سُوءَ عَمَلِهِ. Among the levels is when a person does act and his action becomes beautified to him. He thinks, wow, I'm praying that prayer. Wow, I'm doing tasbih. Wow, I'm giving charity. And so on and so on. And he sees it beautiful. فَيَرَاهُ حَسَنًا فَيَعْجَبُ. He doesn't act and he thinks it's beautiful and he does it. And he likes it and he takes pride in it. And then he says, وَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّهُ يُحْسُنُ صَنْعًا, and he thinks he's doing very well because it's a beautiful action. The action is beautified. So he thinks he's doing good action. وَمِنْهَا, and among the levels, أن يؤمن العبد بربه. That a person believes in Lord, in his Lord, and he accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's a believer. فَيَمُنُّ عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Then, because he's doing acts for Allah, he thinks he's doing Allah a favor. Now, obviously, me and you, we know where this is going, that he can't do favors for Allah or onto Allah. Like, oh, look at me, I'm praying for you. What else do you want? I'm giving charity. What else do you want? I'm doing this for you. What else does Allah want from me? What else does he want? I've done everything. This is a level of ujb and pride. And he says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فِيهِ الْمِنَّةِ. That when you act, when you fast, when you pray, who should have or think that he's doing a favor? You or Allah? Allah is doing you a favor. When I pray, it's only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy and paved the path for me to worship him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intervene and did not help me and did not give me the right tools, the right means, the right people, the right education, the right everything, I wouldn't be praying, would I? I would have been, you know, doing some haram somewhere else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, the servant of mine, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to make things easier for him so he can worship me. So Allah is doing me a favor by allowing me and by paving the way for me to pray and helping me and supporting me to do good actions. So a mu'min, he thinks he's doing his Lord a favor because he's doing too much ibadat, too much worship acts. But the reality is all this ibadat, all these actions will not be possible if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So the Imam says, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from me having to think that I'm doing too much for you. I don't want to be in that state because that would be ujb, that would be ghurur, that would be pride and boasting. And I don't want to do that because that would nullify my actions. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَذْنُبُ ذَنْبًا فَيَنْدَمُ عَلَيْهِ. A person might commit a sin and he feels sorry and regretful afterwards. Okay, that's one pair. وَيَعْمَلِ الْعَمَلِ فَيَسُرُّهُ ذَلِكَ. And then a person does an action and he becomes happy about it. فَيَتَرَاخَ عَنْ حَالَتِهِ تِلْكَ. Because he thinks he's doing, you know, prayer and stuff, he feels calm and relaxed and he kind of slows down. He says, فَلِأَنْ يَكُونَ عَلَى حَالَتِهِ تِلْكِ. If he was on the other state where he commits a sin and he becomes regretful and he asks Allah for repentance and he's fearful and, you know, that state is much better than the state of ghurur that came into him from his action. Like, wow, I'm so good. Now I'm praying this. I'm doing that. I'm praying Salatul Layl. I'm reading Quran daily. I'm giving charity. I'm doing so and so. When that happens to a believer, then obviously being in a state of sin is much better for him. Why? Because he repents. He feels sorry. He feels sad. He feels regretful. He worships more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's constantly in the state of being afraid of Allah, afraid of punishment, afraid of things. And that other state it gets him in trouble. So we have to be very careful that when we do acts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we worship him, the more we do, obviously, the better. But having to keep in mind that when I do them, I'm not going to boast about them. I'm not going to say, well, look at me, I'm doing so and so. Because that will bring few sins with it as well. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را